Let's compare weather records. Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Stever, managing for profit from Brownfield Ag News for America. Today, talking with Elwin Taylor.
Well, we've had some good news and, of course, some extreme weather. And extreme weather is never really good news because it always seems to end up with something happening that's adverse when we're in extreme conditions.
Iowa State University climatologist Elwin Taylor says those clouds are at least partly lined with silver.
We have had replacement of almost all of the deficit of moisture in the soil. As you get a little further west, the Dakotas and Nebraska, they are still lagging on subsoil moisture. But for the most part, the bulk of the Corn Belt now has been corrected, and Iowa has been corrected for subsoil moisture. This reduces the risk of running out of moisture as the year goes along. However, with the snowstorm being the record snowstorm for this month in our history of over 100 years of keeping track of this sort of thing, we noticed for Iowa that we broke the record set in 1947 in May by more than an inch of snow. But we'd already noticed we were following very close to what the weather had been for the entire winter. In fact, this year has been closest to 1947 when comparing it to all other years. It's been the year that we say is much alike. Well, 1947 did not turn out to be a good year for crops in much of the Corn Belt, and especially in the Western Corn Belt. In fact, it was the worst year, first really bad year, after the end of the Dust Bowl, and one of the seven or eight worst years for crop yields in Iowa in recorded history. It was not so much because of what was going on in the spring. Things seemed to be going all right. It was a bit on the wet side. And it stayed wet, and it stayed cool right up into June and into July. But end of July and August, the growing degree days that had gotten behind with the cool weather suddenly more than caught up, and the crop hastened to maturity abnormally fast. That always cuts yields. And as well, it began to have a great deal of heat stress. Well, that was 1947, a year that to date has almost been paralleled by what's going on in 2013.
Taylor acknowledges that there are possible a lot of shifts in the weather that would provide divergence from the 1947 scenario. Taylor talked to Brownfield's John Perkins. I'm Tom Stever, Brownfield Ag News for America.